Welcome to Elaine's Kitchen Table, where we talk about the business of real life. If you're a working mom or a mompreneur, this is where you want to be. This is where we share tips right off Elaine's Kitchen Table about business and parenting. Being a mom of three and wearing multiple hats, from CEO of the award-winning company Easy Daisies Limited to speaker and educator, Elaine knows how valuable your time is, so this podcast is going to be short and sweet. Whether you're tuning in while driving to a meeting, washing dishes, or sitting in the school parking lot waiting to pick up the kids, you're going to learn the tips and secrets of successful and incredible people. Elaine wants you to be inspired, challenged, and motivated to be that successful person you're capable of being and that person you want your kids to grow up to be. This is Real Talk for Real Life.
Welcome to Elaine's Kitchen Table. I'm so excited to have you here with me today, where we are going to talk about part two of why we want to help our kids learn to do chores around the house. So we're going to come back to this right after a message from our sponsor. Are you tired of being stressed out in the mornings and frustrated with nagging at your kids to get things done so they can get out the door faster in the morning? Are you too busy or just don't know how to help your kids to make good habits stick? Well, let's get our kids organized and independent and cooperative and into routine with Easy Daisies Magnetic Daily Schedules for Kids. Easy Daisies was created by me, Elaine Tan Como, a school teacher and a mom of three, by parent demand to help kids get out the door faster in the morning and have easier days. These fun magnets with everyday activities allow your children to take part in planning their day, which makes things smoother for everyone, especially mom. Now, all the illustrations were drawn by me to make it simple enough for children who are non-readers, whether they are 2 or 12, to feel that accomplishment and that confidence in completing their tasks. And there's comfort in knowing what comes next, so there are no meltdowns and tantrums. Now, I've had happy moms email me telling me awesome things like getting 20 minutes of extra sleep every day because of Easy Daisies, that they just love that their kids are brushing their teeth without being told over and over, eating their breakfast, getting their socks and shoes on, and waiting at the door with their backpacks all ready to go. So if you want to check out Easy Daisies, I'd be honored at www.easydaisies.com and use this promo code ELAINE15 to save 15% on your entire order today. Hi, welcome back. So this is part two of why and how to help our kids do age-appropriate chores. So I'm very excited to have you here. And you know, chores are never fun, even when we're grown up and even when we're parents. But being part of a family means each person contributes to its happiness, its livelihood, and its success. So how do we do this? Well, doing chores is definitely a natural part of being a family. Because if there is clutter and chaos, our kids are going to feel the clutter and the chaos in their lives. And that's not fun. And doing chores is being part of an adult. So the earlier our children become accustomed to doing chores, the better they are going to be set in being successful adults. And the younger we start our kids in chores, the less likely we're going to have those unnecessary, exhausting battles with our older children. When children start helping at a young age, there will be no need for convincing, bribing, yelling matches, payoffs when they are tweens and teens. And I've heard several times that, and seen in studies that ages 5 to 12 are the golden ages to teach our kids to do chores inside and outside of the house. Because you see, chores teach so many life skills, socially, ethically, and personally. And it is just important for kids to realize that their importance of each person and their contribution to the world. And it begins at home when they realize that they are part of a bigger picture. And it's hard because we grow up as little babies to preschool age thinking it's all about me, me, me. But you know what? They would love to help around the house, even when they're 2 or 3 years old. Children can learn responsibility and that satisfaction of a job well done. They learn rewards and consequences. All of this just from sharing chores around the house. Now, how do we do this? Doing chores can start as young as 3 years old because everyone needs to feel needed and that they are making some type of contribution, a purpose. And You know, it doesn't sound mean. It's not like we're saying our children have to wake up being slaves to our family. Not at all. That's why age-appropriate chores is very important. We want to set up our kids for success so they feel like they did something awesome. And that could be as simple as, you know, matching socks when you're doing the laundry or dusting around the house. And absolutely celebrate whenever they pitch in because we want them to do it again and again. So before we start with what kids should do, there's actually expectations for parents to reflect on. So number one of five is be specific with instructions and demonstrate. So again, we have to be specific with instructions and demonstrate. We can't just give our kids a mop and say, hey, go for it. Although sometimes it's really tempting to do that. But we can't get upset with them when we don't give them our expectations at the end and they didn't do it the way we wanted to. So we have to appreciate their effort, then expect perfection. So we want to relax and appreciate our children that they're putting the effort to helping to clean and tidy our home. Avoid jumping in and taking over, especially interrupting and bossing them around, because that's going to lead to them feeling like they can't do it. And they're going to be afraid to try it next time. Rather, the first time, we can show them how it's done and guide them and praise them when they're done. And then they can have their turn. And they will be successful the next time because you've shown them how to do it. So being specific with instructions and demonstrating. Number two, we need to be consistent with follow through. So once your child begins a task, we want to make sure that they complete it. Otherwise, they're going to think that it's okay to do a partial job and that you are going to finish it for them. We don't want them to be like that because they're going to start homework that way. They're going to start it and they're not going to finish it because they're going to think it's okay to not have to finish it. And that's going to transfer into university or into their career. So we want them to learn to complete and follow through with what they are going to do. So, for example, have them consistently bring their dishes to the sink or load it into the dishwasher when meals are done. Because otherwise they're going to think that, hey, I've left it at the table before and it always makes it into the dishwasher. But you know what? We want them to have that consistency and follow through so that one day when they're at someone else's house, they're going to kindly bring their dish to the dishwasher or the sink as well. And it's just establishing good habits when we follow through. It's a good life lesson. Number three, if you can, start when they are young. Your kids are so capable and they love helping. Kids love helping when they're young. Even at like 1 or 2 years old, they love helping. So don't wait until they're older, because it will be harder to convince them that chores are just part of being in the family. But when you start young, your kids are going to establish good habits. They're just going to learn that it's part of life in our household, that bring your dishes to the sink is something you've always had to do. Picking up your clothes and putting them into the hamper or putting them away or hanging them up, it's just what you have to do. It's not a chore. It's just part of being part of this family. Plus, they will learn by doing. Children as young as 3 can put a spoon or a fork next to each plate when you're setting the table, and they can bring their bowl or their plate or their cup to the sink after a meal. They don't necessarily have to load it into the dishwasher. So you're just going to know what your child is capable of. But you know what? They're capable of more than we think they are. So you have to remember that. Number 4 is so important. We need to praise and appreciate as the chore is being done rather than waiting until the very end when it's completed. So, parents, we need to praise them and cheer. It's like cheering them on, and it motivates our children when they are doing their task, their chore, to be thanking them and encouraging them when they are doing it. Kids love being noticed by their parents for their efforts. If you think about kids, our kids, right? They're like, look at me, look what I'm doing. Mom, watch me. They're always saying these things when they're, you know, riding a bike or about to do a somersault or jumping up and down on a trampoline. We always hear them saying, look at me, watch me, Mom, watch me, Dad. So you know what? Children appreciate the same affirmation and applause when they are doing a chore. So feel free to say, "Hey, Billy, thank you for bringing your plate to the sink and rinsing it. I can't believe that you did that. That's awesome. You are such a great helper." And you know what? Kids love that. So definitely praise and appreciate the chore while it's being done and not wait till the very end. Number 5, make it easy for your kids. Create a personalized cleaning bin or a basket for each of your kids. So this is fun for them and it gives them ownership on their tasks. The bin can include like a spray bottle that has kid-friendly cleaner in it that you can pick up at the dollar store. The bottle that is, fill it with, you know, safe cleaning solution, a cloth for wiping, and perhaps a duster wand. All of this you can pick up at the dollar store. And now they'll have their own supplies. No one's going to waste time searching for things and excuses for, I don't know where it is, and they're not going to clean. But now they have their own bin and they can go for it. Another way to make it easy is to have a visual chore chart or a visual reminder of what your expectations are so that they know and they can do a mental check or check it off that list that they have done these things. And because kids, they just transition easier into events when they know what they're supposed to do next. So that visual indicator will absolutely guide them and help them to know what your expectations are. And then there's no confusion and it's all going to be awesome. So those are my tips to help with how to get chores done and how to help your kids get chores done. I hope this was very helpful to you. And happy cleaning, and I will talk to you soon. And please do find me on Twitter at Chat with Elaine or on Facebook at Elaine's Kitchen Table. And that is my cue to end this. And I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much. Bye for now.